from ancient myths to modern technology, the theme of time is very much on the mind of poet Mary O'Malley in her new collection, Gaudent Angeli, which is published by Carcanet Press. Mary is with me in studio this evening. I want you to start by reading a poem, The Heart Man. Do you think this needs a little context to get us going, Mary, just to give us what was in your mind here?
Yeah, what was in my mind? It finishes with a tune, and or with the name of a tune, anyway. And what was in my mind was what music does to time and what music does to meter and to, which you know, is very connected with the heart and the beat and so on. So,
right, OK, well, let's hear The Heart Man then.
That's insofar as there's anything in your mind when you write a poem. The Heart Man, it is somewhere to the left of centre. When he is asked to picture it, he sees a dark space, a metal wrapping locked tight, to protect it from the touch of ravens and whatever else is in there. A shaman wants to flood it with love, the healing breath, lay all that raw flesh exposed to his inner eye, pulsing red light. The shaman tries and the casing creaks in the man's chest. He is tired. Next day he wakes, decided. I will find my heart, he says, and breathe on it, like an injured bird, now that I know where it is. I'll clean out the rust myself and see what happens next. When he got it tuned, he went to the pub twice a week to hear music that lifts the heart and makes time fly. He was dancing with Madame Bonaparte when it cut out. He folded so quietly that the music played on, nice and stately.
And that's Mary O'Malley reading The Heart Man, which is from her new collection, Gaudent Angeli. There's a kind of a lovely story to that, and what a way to go. I mean,
what a way. I've always wanted to die dancing.
Listening to music or dancing. Yeah, yeah. And is this a purely imagined scenario? Because I'm interested. I want to pick up on something you said as we were going into that, and as much as there's anything in your mind when you're writing a poem. Is this a totally imagined scenario?
Totally. Totally.
So you're saying, when I said to you what was in your mind at the time, is it a case of sitting down at the page and literally linking word to word, line to line, and seeing where the journey brings you?
To some extent it is, yeah. In my case, I'm fairly imagistic, so I'll often start with an image. Mm. But I had this notion of, laying bare things that are inside, bits of your body. I don't like it very much. And this notion that a lot of people think of, I think of men and their inability often to express feelings, and that's been fascinating me now for quite a long time, insofar as it's true. Mm. And so I had this notion of this little, where's my heart? It's this little mechanical yoke that's all rusted like a tractor.
Yeah.
And it gets it going.
A lovely idea too, that it's kind of keeping time for us in some ways as we literally go through life.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it at all. And the title then, Gaudent Angeli, I was asking just before we came to her, was it Let the Angels Rejoice would be the translation.
Yes, Angels Rejoice or Let the Angels Rejoice.
Is it a specific element of worship or of a prayer?
It's from a medieval hymn about the ascension. Mm. And the book is dedicated to my grandchildren, and it's a sort of defiant cry of hope, I think. I mean, it was a phrase. The truth is that it's a phrase that's been coming and going from my mind for years and years without giving it any conscious thought. And my titles tend to come at the end. I've only ever had one title at the beginning. And this was very insistent, and I had several other titles which I ended up just rejecting in favour of this. I think it is just in the age we're in spite of the evidence, or rather in the face of the evidence, I think we're entitled to a little prayer or a little bit of hope,
I'm wondering how important religion is within you, because obviously that title suggests a connection to religion. And the poem that I want you to read now, in fact, it's like three little poems, three triads for Ethan's communion. I'm presuming, given that it's dedicated to grandchildren, Ethan is one of your grandchildren?
Ethan's my grandson, yeah.
Hmm.
It's in the sense that the shape that religion gave me a lot of shape to put on things. Of course, I went then and left the church, and the church remained unbothered, I have to say. But some of the concepts, and I don't mind using them just because they've sort of fallen out of favour, because I think they were very true and interesting concepts within the church. If I'd been brought up Buddhist, no doubt that would have
been the same thing.
That's where I'd have got my imagery.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll hear the three triads for Ethan's communion.
Three gifts for you today, grace in the shining host, joy in the high ball's arc, freedom in the sea's wide reach. May you always have thrushes to circle your shining head, hands to house your moth self, music for the road heavenwards. Three things for you to treasure, the strands around Ireland, the thoughts in your mind, all the stories in the whole big world.
And that's three triads for Ethan's communion of Miriam O'Malley from her new collection, Gaudent Angeli. I love this idea of the thrushes as a kind of a benison. Is it the thrush particularly, is it a bird that has a meaning for you?
It's just a bird, I know.
It fitted in.
There's a goldfinch at the end, but there is a wonderful image in one of Saramago's novels of this man who's sort of losing it, really, but in fact it's important. And he finds that there are all these, I think it's swallows in this case, around his head.
I want to ask just one question. I won't have time to read
like
another poem.
But
there's in the poem Praise Song for Broken Things, there's a line that says, that is your job, to praise the stricken. Do you feel that's an important job for the poet?
It's part of the poet's job, I think.
Yeah. How big a job is it?
Part of my job.
Yeah.
And I think I was neglecting it. Praise has been neglected a lot of my work. And I think it's time to start.
And specifically the stricken, although you're praising more than the stricken in that poem. Let's count your blessings in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the world's always been broken. We like to think it's more broken now than it ever was. I'm not sure. I was thinking of the title again, Gaudent Angeli, comes from the Middle Ages. And things were pretty bad in the Middle Ages. They didn't look too good in the Middle Ages. Yeah.
So we are not unique in our broken world.
You know, it's broken enough, but...
broken in a different way.
It's always broken.
Yeah, all right. That's Miriam O'Malley talking about her new collection, Gaudent Angeli, which is published by Carcanet Press.